Now in verse 14, and here you come to the day when the kingdom is going to be set up on the earth by the king. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The king of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. The Lord Jesus has now come to the earth, and evil has been put down. And the knowledge of the Lord will cover this earth like the waters cover the sea. Now he says, in that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not. But Jerusalem is afraid even today. And to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. In other words, be busy for the Lord. Now we come to this marvelous 17th verse. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Now, God has a purpose. And he goes through the night of judgment, in order to bring us into the light of a new day. And he does all of this that the day might come when he can rest in his love. Now, God loves you today, and he loves me. I don't know about you, but I doubt very seriously whether God could rest in his love for Vernon McGee. He could say, well, look, he's not perfected yet. He seems so immature. He seems so filled with faults. He's apt to digress. He's apt to detour. At any moment, God can't rest in his love today, friends. But the day is coming when we'll be in his likeness, and when we're in his likeness, after he's put us on the operating table, why, he's going to bring us to himself. What a wonderful and glorious picture this is. And it continues, I will gather those who are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that is lame, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they've been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all peoples of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Oh, this is the day of light that has come, and it'll be glorious for the nation Israel. It's going to be glorious for the church also, because God is putting us through, many of us, through the furnace, and he's putting us through trials. And I think that one of the glorious things about heaven will not be the golden streets, and it won't be the gates of pearl, and it won't be the fact he's going to wipe away all tears. The glorious thing in heaven is going to be you and I are going to thank him for every trial we had and every burden that he put upon us. I close with this wonderful little poem. Out from the mine and the darkness, out from the damp and the mold, out from the fiery furnace cometh each grain of gold. Crushed into atoms and leveled down to the humblest dust, with never a heart to pity, with never a hand to trust. Molten and hammered and beaten, seemeth it ne'er to be done? Oh, for such fiery trial, what hath the poor gold done? Oh, 'twere a mercy to leave it down in the damp and the mold. If this is the glory of living, then better to be dross than gold. Under the press and the roller, into the jaws of the mint, stamped with the emblem of freedom, with never a flaw or a dent. Oh, what a joy the refining! Out of the damp and the mold, and stamped with the glorious image, O beautiful coin of gold. Someday, when you and I are in the presence of our Savior, we'll thank Him for every burden, every trial, every heartache. We will thank Him for dealing with us as a wise father deals with his children. And we'll thank Him for the dark side of His love. Oh, my friend, this book has a tremendous message for us today, The Dark Side of Love. Now, we have a little book. That's the book we're offering this month, The Dark Side of Love. And it's for those that have part with us in our program, and we'd like to send you a copy, of course. So until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.